The new milk, which is whole milk, is going inside. The horse cauldron, yes, just added fermented whey. While he has already prepared on the table rennet, just to be very precise, and use the scale.
I'm standing on a concrete platform overlooking a long row of steaming and gleaming copper cauldrons. Each one of them can hold 1,200 kilograms of milk, which gets transformed into Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. Our guide for this tour of the production facilities is Christiana Capella.
He's waiting for the temperature before adding rennet. Milk and whey are already inside here. He's watching temperature.
And what does the temperature have to get to?
Now, temperature should be 33 degrees. But you will read different numbers because they don't use Celsius or Fahrenheit. They use another old system called Reaumur, which was introduced in Italy by Napoleon in 1802, and they are still using that system, which is 10 degrees less than Celsius.
While she was talking about a temperature system invented in Napoleon's time, the history of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese is much longer than that, with literary references dating back to the 14th century. Now that's tradition. Fresh milk is being transferred into the cauldrons. Twice a day, 365 days a year, the milk is delivered from nearby dairy farms. The evening milk sits in wide and shallow vats overnight so the cream can be skimmed off in the morning. The morning milk is then added directly to the skim milk in carefully measured quantities. We watched as the milk was heated along with some fermented whey. Then rennet was added, and almost as if by magic, the milk coagulated and was cut into curds that were eventually gathered in a cheesecloth and put into molds. A big cauldron of milk will make just two large wheels of cheese, each weighing about 38 kilos. Later, as the wheels start to firm up, they are marked with a special stencil that guarantees their origin and transferred to a salty bath where they begin their aging process. Christiana showed us how the workers turn the cheeses in the bath with a simple wooden stick.
And you can hear that drag is already very hard. Of course, they do it very quickly. Tuck, 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 and in 2 minutes they've turned it upside down, all cheeses. After salting, processing, cheeses will be kept for a couple of days on those shelves in order to be dried outside, in order not to rise the degree of humidity into the warehouse where they are going after this.
After we left the cheese processing plant, we visited the warehouse. This is where the Parmigiano Reggiano cheeses must be aged for at least 12 months, but can be aged for 2, 3, or even more years, acquiring more flavor as they age.
This is like heaven.
Yeah, the smell changes as you start to move this way.
Okay, so this is 2005 right here. January 2005.
November
2005.
This was truly cheese heaven. I was surrounded by 150,000 wheels of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, all of which exuded a rich, nutty aroma, all of which would be carefully babied during their stay in the warehouse.
Cheeses are not just kept in a warehouse, but every week each single cheese needs to be brushed and turned upside down in order to remove dust, mold, anything which could slow down the process of fermentation. A cheese needs to ferment up and down in the same way, and that's why they have to move them. Younger cheeses will be turned once a week, older cheeses every 10 days usually.
Experts will tap on a cheese with a little hammer to listen for cracks, bubbles, or other faults.
The cheese has not been fully approved. We try to listen to the problem which is inside. It is there. The problem concentrates just in a particular place. Solo lì, però. Segna un po' l'area dove is there. Okay. The problem is just there, where the sound was different, where the hollow was heard.
The consortium that produces Parmigiano Reggiano in a very specific area of north central Italy guarantees the quality of its cheese, and it protects its trademark very carefully. It launches legal actions against imitators and watches labeling of cheeses around the world. Parmesan cheese is not Parmigiano Reggiano. Have a careful look at the labels of the cheeses you buy in Canada to make sure you're getting the real thing. I think it's worth it. A well-aged hunk of this stuff can be eaten in small chunks as an appetizer and, of course, grated on your favorite pasta. I learned much more about this handmade product than I can squeeze in here, so make sure you check my website for lots of photos and more details. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.